From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, July 27th. I'm Alicia Bales. Over the weekend, Mendocino County was placed on the state's COVID-19 watch list, which means all schools must open with remote learning. Now, a sticking point in the labor negotiations is whether teachers should be allowed to decide if they'll keep working from home or if they'll have to teach from their classrooms. This morning, about 35 teachers and supporters gathered outside the district office in a show of support for teacher choice, and Sarah Reith was at the action. Hi, Sarah. So can you describe what happened in Ukiah today with the teachers?
Yeah, the district office is on Orchard Street, and there were about 35 teachers and supporters, very scrupulously socially distanced, all wearing masks. Some additional supporters were driving around the block honking, and they were carrying signs that said things like teachers are not expendable, safety and security equals respect, and teachers were trying to make themselves heard during negotiations between the district and the Ukiah Teachers Association negotiation teams, which were happening at that very moment. And their main issue is that they feel like they're not being respected as professionals by being required to go back on campus. And I should say that negotiations are continuing on Friday, and that's still a sticking point from what I understand. And that the district is in a follow-up meeting right now, and we will hear from them in an updated version of the story tomorrow morning. I did speak to one high school teacher, Jeff Silva Brown, who is really looking forward to going back to the campus without children, of course. And his reason is that he thinks the campus is a more professional atmosphere. He worked a lot harder and so many more hours from home than he ever did at the campus. And he feels like if he's at home working, then there'll be an end to the workday. Classified staff had to go back to work today, and he wants to show solidarity with them and with the rest of the community. He does have some health issues, so he's not insensitive to that, but he feels like he can stay safe, talk to his colleagues outside. He has tech support on the campus, and he thinks it's important to send a signal to the community that teachers are back at work in their professional setting.
Well, and you talked to several of the teachers who were at the demonstration today, right?
I did, and one of them we'll hear from is Terry DeSelke, and she's an elementary school science teacher and the president of the Ukiah Teachers Association. And she says the union sent out multiple surveys to its membership. She said that of the 144 teachers who responded to that July 17th survey, 93.8% wanted to have a choice about teaching from home or the campus, and that more than half of those said they'd choose to teach from home. 39.6% had no preference, and 6.3% said they wanted to teach from the campus.
So now we're at the point where they still want all of the adults back on campus without any children, and we would like to have a choice. Some of us still don't feel like it's safe to be on campus. Some of us know that it's spread among adults, and we have many classrooms at this point that would have several adults in them at the same time, and we know what's happened in Arizona already with that.
So at the end there, she's talking about Kimberly Bird, who's a first grade teacher in Arizona who died from COVID-19 last month after she shared a classroom with two other teachers during a virtual, so that's from a distance with no other kids, just two other teachers in the classroom for summer school. And teachers took all the precautions. They thought they were being safe, but all three of them got it. And Mrs. Bird, who had a number of underlying health conditions, died from the virus. The next teacher we'll hear from is Janice Hartley, and she's a special ed teacher at Preschool Village, which is for moderate to severe learning disabilities. She teaches a lot of kids who have a really hard time. They're really young. Most of her time during this last semester of what everyone's calling crisis learning was Zooming or texting or calling with the parents of kids to coach them and ask them how their lives are going, trying to troubleshoot from a distance what's going on with the kids. She could only text with one parent because she had two severely autistic toddlers who were screaming, and so she could not have a conversation with this teacher, Janice Hartley, and she had some suggestions for what she thinks the district should be focusing on right now.
I'm a special ed teacher for children with severe disabilities. That means I share a classroom with two other teachers. And then we have about 10 teacher's aides. So that's about 13 to 15 people who would be in a classroom. And obviously, I'm sure administration's not going to have us share that room because there's no way to do it safely. But instead of administration spending all this time and effort figuring out where to put us, we could be spending effort on finding creative ways to help our families in real ways, like delivering food or materials or just trying to help these poor families. Yeah, I feel like we need to kind of embrace this role of being, you know, teachers are kind of left with a lot of the social work that society doesn't want to deal with. And I think we're especially going to have to deal with that right now because a lot of times we're the only people from outside a family who are reaching out and kind of understanding the reality on the ground. A lot of my students live in very small houses with multi-generations, you know, six people to a very small area. So we're very aware of the needs of our families, and I feel like we're uniquely situated to help them. So we should really just be focusing on how we can actually help them and not insisting that everyone sit at a desk and plug in their Zoom time, which we know is not effective.
Another huge concern is that with schools closed, of course, kids don't have any place to go. And that includes the children of teachers. I spoke with Teresita Lopez, who is a third grade teacher at Grace Hudson Elementary School. That's the bilingual language academy here in Ukiah. She thinks she should be able to teach from home so that she can take care of her kids.
I have three children. I have one in high school, one elementary, and a three-year-old. And it's going to be challenging, you know, having to work from the classroom if, you know, there's not an option for me to teach from home. I don't know. It's going to be really hard being able to handle my three children, you know, being able to get them on roll so they can do their schooling and then me having to do my job as a teacher so I can provide the best for my students. Yo tengo tres hijos. Uno está en la high school y uno está en la escuela del grado. Y tengo un hijo de tres años y va a ser muy difícil para mí tener que estar yendo a la escuela porque soy de Willits. Y entonces voy a tener que venir todos los días y dejar a mis hijos en la casa. Y es un reto muy difícil para muchos maestros que son papás al igual. Porque tal vez piensan que los maestros deben de estar enseñando de la escuela. Pero al mismo tiempo también tenemos hijos. I live in Willits and it's hard for me to be coming every day, you know, to work just to present myself in my classroom and teach from there. And leaving my kids behind, I don't know what I'm gonna do, need to hire someone to be with them. So it's super hard right now.
So Sarah, what was the reception like? How did the community react to the teachers protesting this morning in Ukiah?
Oh, people driving by were honking so enthusiastically that it didn't take very long for me to get a headache. And I had to cut my clips rather savagely to take the honking and shouting out of them.
So it was a pretty boisterous reception from Ukiah for the teachers, hey?
Yep, between the honking and the shouting and the tambourines. So we'll see what happens on Friday.
All right, Sarah Reith for KZYX News. Thanks for the report from the street.
Thanks a lot.
For all our local stories with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.